Hey everybody, welcome. Thank you very much for joining. My name is Matthew. Today we're going to take a look at the market cap of Apple and we're going to compare it with the value of shares traded. All right, so here we have a nearly 40-year graph of the Apple market cap. This is in log scale, okay? So it's base 10. Everything you see here on the left-hand side is 10 times greater every line up you go. So Apple back in the day, they actually IPO'd a few years before this, but as of now, I have data as of late 1985. About $1 billion company here in the mid-80s, and then kind of goes along this same level, really. Gets up to, you know, 16, 17 billion in 2000, but really when Steve Jobs comes back and really goes, you know, parabolic when you launch the iPod and iTunes and just completely disrupting the music industry, early 2000s. So we're at 5 billion here, market cap in April 2003. By the global financial crisis, we're at 150 billion, falls back down to 76 billion. It doesn't look that drastic on log scale, but it is more so. 2012, you're already up to 658 billion. You pass a trillion, I always forget. Looks like here, mid to late 2018, past $1 trillion in market cap, past $2 trillion in 2020 during COVID. Take it all the way out to today, market cap of Apple, nearly $3 trillion. Okay. And I'm not going to do too much in valuation here today. I just want to show you something which is interesting that I think should be reported more often, be helpful to kind of understand what's going on. First of all, market cap. They don't really report market cap. You kind of go up, have to scrape the shares outstanding numbers and then multiply that by the price, so on and so forth. But market cap gives you some better bird's eye view of actually what's going on with the company as opposed to simply price. Although price is, of course, important. And then there's volume. Volume is very, very important. Volume is always and everywhere. If you're looking at the stock market, crypto markets, whatever, volume is in native units. So native shares of Apple, native Bitcoins. Volume is always in the number of units traded, usually within the day. But I want to look at the value of shares traded. So for that, I'm going to look at the volume each day and multiply that by the price. And for there, for that calculation, I'm going to get the value of shares traded. And I'm going to put that up as a gross number on the left-hand axis right now. Now, this looks pretty huge, but again, this is log scale, so it's actually not going to go through the whole thing. But again, in the 80s here, you're at $1 billion, $2 billion market cap. The value of shares traded any given time, you see it's much more erratic than the market cap itself, but the value can be somewhere like $50 million only, quote only, up to $100 million, $200 million, back down to $30 million, can be pretty erratic. But that's the value of shares traded. Let's go all the way out today. Let's find the number. It's about 11,000 million. What is that? That's $11 billion. Okay, and of course, that's going to be more erratic every day. $8 billion, $9 billion, $11 billion, $12 billion. The tens of billions is the values of shares of Apple shares traded per day, as opposed to $2.5-3 trillion market cap. So let's compare those two things. Let's see what the percentage of the value of shares traded is divided by the market cap. That's going to be on the right hand axis right now. Pretty erratic again. But it's interesting here, and I don't necessarily want to make a full conclusion on what this means, you know, going forward in the future. But in the early days of Apple, again, this is a company that has obviously changed the fabric of society worldwide. Very important company, both as regards to hardware and software and just productivity in general, sharing economy, social economy, all that stuff. But if we were going to pick one company, Apple has obviously played a huge role. I find it very interesting that when you look at the value of shares traded divided by the market cap, the percentages are pretty erratic, actually, up until the global financial crisis. You see the most erratic here. Let's just zoom in the mid to late 90s. Of course, this is the dot-com bubble. We have here in August 97, the value of shares traded got up to 26% of the market cap. And then here, which is basically as the dot-com bubble is bursting, the value of shares traded got up to 39.3% of the market cap. So the stock market can definitely be full of frenzy. And this shows you, again, if you're a Maalox investor, just stay out of the stock market. But if you can stomach this volatility and be prepared for days where you're going to have, you know, 40% of shares traded, you know, then maybe stocks are for you. But I also find it interesting how volatile, relatively volatile, these peaks can be in the 90s and the 80s. Look, I mean, even if you weren't getting up to these 20 or 30%, you know, 40% peaks, here in 1999, 18% volume versus total shares outstanding, or value of shares traded versus total market cap. You know, those are pretty significant numbers. But if we reset the zoom and we go particularly after the global financial crisis, we see that daily value of shares traded volatility starts to settle down to where it could have been, you know, 4, 5, 6% here again around the time of the global financial crisis. As we go on and on and on, and Apple increases in value, the value of shares traded becomes pretty consistently under 1% of the market cap. Okay. Now, one more metric to look at in this quick video here, this quick, you know, overview of this topic. Let's look at the all-time average of this percentage on the right. It's going to be a dotted black line. There it is. You can barely see it. I'm actually going to quickly take off value of shares traded as far as the daily. Okay. Just one black line here. 1.7%. That's the all-time average. I'm not saying that's good or bad. I'm just saying that is the all-time average for Apple. But I do find it interesting, and definitely leave a note in the comments for why you think this may be the case. If you put back that daily volatility, the value of shares traded divided by the market cap, you know, you can have huge swings here, huge days in the 90s in particular, during the dot-com boom, and pretty much leading up to the global financial crisis. Of course, a little bit after the global financial crisis. But, you know, you can have many, many days well above the all-time average. You know, as I said, can get up to 40%, 30%, or often 2, 3, 4, 5% value of shares traded divided by the market cap, to where after the global financial crisis and up until today, we pretty much have consistently trended below the all-time average value of shares traded of 1%, where if we just look at the cursor, you know, not too scientific here, but we can clearly see the solid black line is at 0.4%, 0.6%, 0.3%, 0.8%. Of course, it jumps above that all-time average every once in a while, but it's pretty consistently under the all-time average value of shares traded for Apple. Again, not going to give you any further analysis than that, say that whether that's good, whether that's bad, but it's something that I think is interesting to look at. And if you have any insights into why that might be, please leave a note in the comments. Thank you very much for watching. Take care.